And sticking with the theme of travel, anxious travellers have been forced to either change their international flights or fork out hundreds of dollars extra for urgent passports, as a system upgrade causes delays of up to 8 weeks. The Department of Internal Affairs says the upgrade is the biggest in a decade, and when combined with seasonal demand, it's leading to a massive backlog. And as Ashley McCall reports, travellers who applied for a new passport months ago are growing increasingly frustrated.
After a stressful two-month wait, Hayley Hollings has been forced to pay an extra $206 for an emergency passport for her nine-month-old daughter. She applied for the passport back in February before the system upgrade, but after making an urgent application last Wednesday, she finally received it today. She says the experience was stressful, especially because they're due to fly later this week.
It was pretty nerve-wracking considering if we were going to change our flights, it was going to cost us a lot more than what it was going to cost us to actually just pay the urgent fee. So the urgent fee, I think, was $206, and if we went to change our flights, I'm sure for three of us that was going to be looking at over $200 per person.
Meanwhile, Nikki Hargreaves has been forced to delay her travel in May with her autistic son because of the uncertainty around his passport. She applied on the 11th of March and was told she'd have to wait 4 weeks. A month later, she called the Department of Internal Affairs and waited an hour on the phone. 10 days on, she's still none the wiser. Ironically, she's had no issues getting a UK passport the same day she applied for her son's.
In the meantime, I sent all of my information off to England for my UK passport. I got that all back within 3 weeks, and this was delivered to me by courier on Easter Monday. So that included Easter and all of that and everything.
Courtney Chalmers had several attempts at resubmitting her husband and daughter's passport photos after they were declined. After a lot of back and forth, she assumed they had finally been approved. She's due to fly to Australia on the 13th of May and is frustrated at the prospect of paying extra for an emergency passport.
I don't have to pay extra money. That would come out of our holiday spending budget and potentially mean that we can't do certain things when we're on holiday, when we thought we had plenty of time in the first place to get this all right.
The Department of Internal Affairs says more than 43,000 New Zealanders are currently waiting for passports. The average processing time between January and March this year was 10 working days. 39,000 passports were completed in February, but that figure almost halved in March when the system upgrades began. Household Travel Chief Operating Officer Brent Thomas is advising everyone to check if their passports are still valid.
People should always have a look at their passport and make sure they've got an up-to-date one, because you never know when you just may need to travel overseas for whatever the occasion. And so therefore, people just taking a moment out of their day just to make sure they've got a current passport would be really good.
Internal Affairs says people should expect to wait 8 weeks plus delivery time for standard passports, although not all will take this long. Urgent passports can be processed in 3 days plus delivery time.